Yea, honey, no prema tanha, karna pracho.
Thank you.
jaya thakur jaya jaya thakur jaya jaya thakur jaya jaya thakur jaya lokanath goswami jaya lokanath goswami jaya Sami Jaya Lokanath Sami Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravacharya Osatara Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Avaya Chadanada Bhaktivananda Goswami, Vashila Prabhupada Kijaya, Iskan Founder Acharya, Shila Prabhupada Kijaya, Ananda Goti Vaishnavrinda Kijaya, Namacharya, Shila Huridas Thakur Kijaya, Paranse Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopala Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturidam Kijaya Navaritam Kijaya Jagadasami Kijaya Yumanavai Kijaya Shrimati Lassi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari. To read the translation to this prayer by Narottama Das Thakur. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, whereas such a personality as Srinivas Acharyagan, whereas my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, whereas Sanatan, whereas Raghunath Das, the Savior of the Fallen, where my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta, and whereas Krishna's Kaviraj, where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So, Om Ganat, Tulanda Shah, Gananjana, Shalakira, Chakshuram, Minitam, Yena, Tismai, Shri Gurave Namaha. So, today we are commemorating the disappearance day of Lokanath Goswami, the great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lokanath Goswami is also known as the spiritual master of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and also the worshiper of the deity Radha Vinod. And also the person who prepared the ground for the Goswamis of Vrindavan, because he went earlier. So we'll tell you about that. Pastimes of Lokanath Goswami. So Lokanath Goswami, of course, eternally liberated, Shaktavesh avatar. He was very detached from the material world from his very birth, basically. And so you find this story, or a similar story in many of the pastimes of great acharyas, that his parents, they want to arrange some sort of marriage for him and keep him in this world. It's interesting. And so, therefore, he becomes very detached, and that becomes, he was detached, and he just like runs away from home and goes to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Navadvipa Dham, and he sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, Amala. Amala Harinam. That means pure Harinam. Anyway, so he takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately advises him to go to Vrindavan. And he's advised to go to Vrindavan along with his associate, Bhugarbha Goswami. So these two were inseparable. Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami. So the reason Lord Chaitanya asked him to go to Vrindavan was that, so quickly, was that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning on taking sannyas. And Lokanath Goswami wouldn't be able to bear the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. That's interesting. Because the devotees, they like to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in more of an enjoying mood. Not enjoying the material world, of course, but more of an opulent mood. They like to worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we have the deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and the other members of the Panchatattva on the altar, then we worship them as in the opulent mood, as grahasthas, basically. One interesting thing, as I was commenting the other day, that when we, not here, but when we chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudevi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, we're also included in that Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Of course, we're not included in the deities of Panchatattva. But it's interesting, I mean, if you think about it. Gaura Bhaktivinoda, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, he was very attached to Lord Chaitanya, and he was sent along with Bhugarbha to Vrindavan. And after he got to Vrindavan, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on a tour of South India. So here that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on a tour of South India. So he went to South India to try to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he discovered that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Vrindavan at that time. So then he went to Vrindavan, back to Vrindavan, of course, where he was residing to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he found Lord Chaitanya had left Vrindavan at that point. And then he had gone to Benares. And then he simply was on his way to go to Benares to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he had this vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. And just taking the harmonium away. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will never be separated from you, just remain in Vrindavan." So he remained in Vrindavan and never externally saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the rest of his manifest pastimes. Then in Vrindavan, many interesting things happened. Of course, he met the other Goswamis of Vrindavan, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And he also met Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami went to Lokanath Goswami and asked him for permission to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Lokanath Goswami said, "I will only give you permission if you don't mention me." So basically, there maybe is one little mention in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he was following the order of, that is, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami was following the order of Lokanath Goswami and not mentioning Lokanath Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is the great humility of Lokanath Goswami. In fact, Lokanath Goswami was so humble that he refused to accept disciples. He had taken a vow not to accept disciples. So what happened is that Narottama Das Thakur knew that his guru was Lokanath Goswami. Actually, with all these great devotees, their guru was somehow or other revealed to them in the heart. And you find this is a common story in the lives of great devotees. I was just thinking of Dukhi Krishnadas. Dukhi Krishnadas, of course, his spiritual master was Sridhar Chaitanya, and he even told his parents that before he had met Sridhar Chaitanya, who had previously been known as Sridhayananda. Anyway, that's another story. So Narottama Das Thakur knew he was supposed to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami, and Lokanath Goswami had taken a vow not to accept any disciples. So Narottama Das Thakur thought, somehow or other, I have to take initiation from Loganath Goswami. So in order to get the mercy of Loganath Goswami, he started to do service that was not known by Loganath Goswami. And that service was to go to the place where Loganath Goswami had relieved himself, passed dual, and cleansed his body, and to clean that place every day. Now that's very menial service. Of course, we find the injunction in the Srimad Bhagavatam that one has to become dasavan. Dasavan means full of service, like you have bhagavan, which means full of opulence or complete opulence. So dasavan means complete service. So we find these instructions that brahmachari guru kule vasandanta karoritam archyanta sabad nicho. So one has to go to the ashram of the spiritual master and guru kule vasandanta, become sense-controlled, self-controlled, and guru oritam, work for the benefit of the spiritual master, etc. So, Narottama Das Thakur had imbibed that spirit, so he was cleansing the place, and actually for a whole year he was cleansing the place. And Loganath Goswami was looking at that particular location and wondering, how is it staying so clean? So one day he sort of hid and watched to see who was cleaning the place, and then he discovered Narottama Das Thakur. And he still was a little reluctant to give Narottama Das Thakur initiation, but then he was chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu internally in a dream, and he gave Narottama Das Thakur initiation. And then another interesting story, not in regard to Narottama Das Thakur, is in regard to his deity of Radha Vinod. And this deity is a self-manifested deity, and he would take care of the deity. Actually, when he first got the deity, he was just shocked. He said, how am I going to take care of you? And then he carried this deity around in a little pouch around his neck. It was very interesting. And this deity, of course, is still being worshipped. The deity was later on worshipped by Srinivasacharya's daughter, either Himalata or Krishnapriya, one of the two of them. And she worshipped the deity. So it's very interesting how originally in the Vedic system, or not the Vedic system, but in the Pancharatrika system, the women actually worshipped deities and some of the main deities. And of course you have in Radhakund, you have the temple of Gangamata Gosamini, and in Vrindavan you have the temple of Mirabai. So there's many, many great devotees, many great devotee ladies. So this deity was taken care of later on by one of Srinivasacharya's daughters. So the pranam mantra for Loganath Goswami, which is written by Narottama Das Thakur, is very wonderful. It's Srimad. Srimad Radha Vinodaika. So he's praising his spiritual master in terms of his worship of Radha Vinod. Seva Sampat Samanvitam. Padmana Vatmajam Shima Lokanath Prabhu Vade. So the translation is, I worship the lotus feet of Srila Lokanath Prabhu. So one may say, why is he saying Prabhu? Because generally in ISKCON, you know, when someone's called Prabhu, that means they're not a sannyasi, right? And if someone is called Mataji, that means they're not a man. Anyway, we'll get into that one. So, because Prabhu means master. And so we have to understand the meaning of these words when we use them. I worship the lotus feet of Srila Lokanath Prabhu, the son of Sri Padmanabha. He is a storehouse of single-minded service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Vinod. And just one other poem that Narottama Das Thakur wrote to the lotus feet of his spiritual master. Haha Prabhu Lokanath Uraka Padad Vandve Kripa Drishye Jaha Yari Hoya Anande Manovancha Siddhi Havi Hangpurna Trishna Hitaya Chaitanya Mele Sita Radha Krishna Tumi Na Karile Doi Ke Karibe Ar Manera Vasana Purna Kara Ebar Etini Samsaramora Ara Kehonai Kripakare Nija Padatale Deha Tai Radha Krishna Lila Guna Gauratri Dine Narottama Vanchapurna Nahaitwa Dine. I mean, beautiful poetry in Bengali. And the translation is, O Lokanath, O Gurudev, if you are pleased with me, please keep me in the shelter of your lotus feet and cast your merciful glance upon me. By your mercy, I can find the perfection of inner fulfillment. And by your mercy, I can someday meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. If you are not merciful to me, then what shall I do? Please, just once, fulfill my heart's desire. In the three worlds of birth and death, no one is more in need of your mercy. Please give me your mercy and give me a place at your lotus feet. Day and night, I sing the qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Still, the inner aspirations of Narottama for the service of Sri Sri Radha Govinda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only be realized through your grace, O Lokanath Goswami Prabhu. Okay, now we'll go on to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 16, text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Phalguna Shyamale Pakshe Dwadasham Vayovratam Archayet Aravindaksham Mokya Paramayan Vitaha Algunasyamale Pakshe Vadasham Vayovratam Archayed Aravindaksham Vakya Paramayam Vitaha Valgunasyamale Pakshe Vadasham Vayovratam Archayed Aravindaksham Vakya Paramayan Vitakha Kalgunasyamalaye Pokshe Vadasham Payovritam Archayed Aravindaksham Vakya Paramayan Vitakha Ladies. Shamale Pakshe, Vayasham Payo Okay. Phalguna Shad of the month of Phalguna. February and March. Amalay during the bright. Pakshe fortnight. Vadasha Aham for 12 days. And in with Hadashi. The day after Akadashi. Vayavartam. Accepting the vow of taking only milk. Archayet. One should worship. Aravinda Aksham. The lotus eyed supreme personality of Godhead. Bhakya. With devotion. Padamaiha. Analoy. Anvitaha. Surcharge. Translation, in the bright fortnight of the month of Phalguna, February and March, for 12 days ending with Dwadashi, one should observe the vow of subsisting only on milk and should worship the lotus-eyed supreme personality of Godhead with all devotion. So you can repeat, in the bright fortnight of the month of Phalguna, February and March, for 12 days ending with Dwadashi, one should observe the vow of subsisting only on milk and should worship the lotus-eyed supreme personality of Godhead with all devotion. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu with devotion means following Archana Marg. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vanam Dasham Fokyam Atmanivedanam. One should install the deity of Lord Vishnu or Krishna and worship him nicely by dressing him, decorating him with flower garlands, and offering him all kinds of fruits, flowers, and cooked food nicely prepared with ghee, sugar, and grains. One should also offer a flame, incense, and so on while ringing a bell as prescribed. This is called worship of the Lord. Here it is recommended that one observe the vow of subsisting only by drinking milk. This is called payo vrata. As we generally perform devotional service on Ekadasi by not eating grains, it is generally recommended that on Dwadasi one not consume anything but milk. Payo vrata and archana devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be performed with a pure devotional attitude, bhaktya. Without bhakti, one cannot worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas jasmi tatvataha. If one wants to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be directly connected with him, knowing what he wants to eat and how he is satisfied, one must take to the process of bhakti. As recommended here also, bhakti para mayanvitaha. One should be surcharged with unalloyed devotional service. So, apalguna shamale pokshe dwarasham vayovatam archiyanaravindaksham bhakti para mayanvitaha. So, Om Gana Chimananda Shah, Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur, and many times Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, here we find elaborated, of course, the 9 processes of devotional service, nine processes of bhakti, and the word bhakti is quite interesting. Bhakti basically doesn't mean just love in a material sense or worship in a material sense. It's like worship, the word for worship is puja, not puj. Puja means something different, which you won't describe in class. But puja means to worship, you know, do some ceremony. But the word bhakti is quite interesting, like it's coming from the root bhav, which variously means, actually Prabhupada said it indicates service. But the actual meaning of the word bhaja is to share or to give something, to share or to give something. In other words, there's reciprocation, a loving exchange, like we find in the Upadeshamrita. Tadati pradigrinati guyama kyati prichiti bhunte bhojite chaiva. So loving exchanges are meant to be shared with the devotees of the Lord and also with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's interesting. Practically speaking, these six loving exchanges can be exchanged with Krishna too, not only with the devotees. For example, you can reveal your mind. Not only you can, you should. You should reveal your mind in confidence to the deities. And here you hear the deities' instructions too. And then you give gifts to the deities. And of course, Krishna has given us the greatest gift, the gift of pure devotional service. And then we offer bhoga to the deities, and Krishna offers us prasadam back. So these six loving exchanges, so that's actually part of bhakti. Not just simply giving, but accepting. It's a reciprocation. So that's really what the word bhakti means. It's interesting, isn't it? It doesn't mean simply to give something in love, or simply to love in a pure way, you know, yalabhi lashita shunyam gyana karma avritam anukulyena krishna shivanam bhakti tamam. But it means actually to receive in love. You know, of course, that's basically hinted at in the Gita, nyaya tamam prapajante tamsatabhi taiva vajamiyam. I reciprocate with those people. And then, anyway, so many other verses. Asadavo ridyam mayam sanuam ridyam tuham aninyat te vajanati naham te vyobunagapi. As Krishna says, that I am in the hearts of the devotees, and the devotees are in my heart, and because they do not know anyone but me is theirs, I do not know anyone but them is mine. So you have this like loving reciprocation. That's really what bhakti means. It's really interesting. Really interesting, the meaning of the word bhakti. It means to share, to give. So in other words, it means to exchange love, to exchange, loving exchange. And Krishna, just like we are supposed to serve Krishna in an unalloyed way, to give Krishna what he wants, Krishna is giving us what we need. It's a little bit different from what. Because Krishna doesn't need anything. He's aptakama. He can satisfy his own desires. But his wants are actually for our benefit, which is interesting. I mean, that's love. If what you want is perfectly in tune with what your beloved needs or wants, then you're fully in love. Think about it, isn't it? If your desires are 100% in tune. So Krishna's desires are 100% in tune with what you need. So that's how we can say in that sense that Krishna loves us. So the process for developing love is the process of bhakti, which is mentioned here. And interestingly enough, and this is something we can understand implicitly in this particular verse, that Aditi is being advised by her husband to engage in deity worship. Wow. I always thought that wives should just worship their husbands. I'm just speaking facetiously. Because one can get the impression from reading many of the Vedic literatures where one will get the impression that self-realization is simply the business of what? Men. It's their business. And women, and you know, the best women can hope for is what? That they will not hear the air conditioner. But anyway, the best the women can hope for is that they get attached to the man. And the benefit of that is what? Does anyone know?
They share their husband with the man.
Yeah, and also they get to take birth as a man in the next life, which is really cool. So, in the Jewish religion, they actually pray to God, you know, thank God I wasn't born as a woman. Anyway, so, unfortunately. So, one gets that misunderstanding, and that misunderstanding, of course, is very prominent in India today. that you know, the men should do, not all over India, I would say mostly Bengal, that the deity worship is meant for men, not women. Women should just stay home and basically stay in the kitchen. And this is not really our philosophy. Because in the Krishna consciousness movement, in this age of Kali, we are following two paths. There's actually three paths of religion or dharma. One is the Vedic path, where you have, you know, everything's very traditional. The husband keeps the, if it's a Brahmin, he keeps the fire, as they say, keep the home fires burning. You ever heard of that before? He keeps the havan. Havan means like a fire in the house going all the time, swaha, and the wife just cooks and like that. And this is like the yajnik brahmanas that are described in the Krishna book, who refuse to give everything to Krishna or refuse to feed Krishna when Krishna and Balaram were hungry. So that's the Vedic path. You're in the Vedic path. And the Vedic path is very, very difficult. People have to pronounce the mantras exactly. People have to have the right rhythm when they're pronouncing the mantras. People have to have a checker, you know, in case they make a mistake. People have, you know, the Brahmins have to have a person who makes the corrections later on. And they have to memorize all these different mantras. I mean, the four Vedas are memorized. So we have them in their original form because they were actually memorized exactly according to the meter and pronunciation. So that's the Vedic path. There's also the Pancharatrika path, which is the path of deity worship. Pancharatrika path means the path not only of deity worship, but, you know, temple, everything you do in the temple. You know, rising early in the morning, and, you know, doing the Tulsi worship, circumambulating. We find the junctions of the Pancharatrika path pervade at least the first section of the Nectar of Devotion of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You know, work, circumambulate the temple. You find so many injunctions like that. That observing different holidays. Holidays in this particular case means holy days. Not like Veterans Day. It's not a holy day. That's where the word holiday came from. Holy day. Then now it becomes any old day that you go to the beach. So, in the Bhagavatam and the predictions about Kali Yuga, it says that, it's not time to read the duties yet, we still got 5 more minutes. It says that in Kali Yuga, people will consider a holy place a body of water at some distance away. Did you know that? It's in the Bhagavatam. Read it. It says, it's so interesting, so that the devotee said, holy place. So, anyway, holiday, holy place. So there's so many injunctions in the Pancharatrika Vidhi, and Narada Muni, of course, is the author of the Narada Pancharatra, which details many of the injunctions in the Pancharatrika Vidhi. And so this Pancharatrika Vidhi is open to everybody. That's the Kali Yuga process, along with the Bhagavad Vidhi, which is open to everyone. Bhagavad Vidhi means Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, Krishna Katha, Sankirtan, that's all Bhagavad Vidhi. I mean, and of course, Prabhupada described that our movement functions on both tracks. You know, Bhagavad tracks like tracks of a train. There's Bhagavad Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi. You need both in order to be stable. If you just do Bhagavad Vidhi, then after a while, you may become pretty wild. I saw that. You know, I have some examples in my own life like that. When we were just traveling and didn't have a regular Pancharatrika program, and we were just buying everything from the supermarket and Sri Vishnuing it. You understand? Put the supermarket, bag of groceries up to your head and go, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Om Tat Sat, thanks a lot. So, and it was becoming a little wild, very wild. So you need the Pancharatrika Vidhi, and of course you need the Bhagavad Vidhi. Bhagavad Vidhi is the Yuga Dharma. Kali, Kalera Dharma, Krishna, Nama, Sankirtan. Ikondama. That's the process of becoming Krishna conscious. So the Pancharatriki Vidhi assists the Bhagavad Vidhi. So getting back to the point, so in both of these processes, the men and women are equal, have equal opportunity to perform these processes. There's no discrimination. And Krishna makes that point in the Gita that anyone who takes shelter from me can approach the supreme destination, be they of lower birth. Incidentally, all of us have lower birth. Karato, Huna, Pulasja. I mean, these are all the races that were basically kicked out of India. And also it said, in Kali Yuga, everyone is a mixed caste of unknown origin, which is really interesting. I mean, there's been so much intermarriage, even within India, of different castes and different cultures, so you really can't trace that. So, and in Kali Yuga also, you have the statement, what, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, that everybody in Kali Yuga is Shudra by equality. What is Shudra? Shudra means inclined towards the mode of ignorance. It also means lamenting. That's why one of the most popular genres of songs is the blues. You know the blues? That's lamenting. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the sorrow. So, so everyone in Kali Yuga is of lower birth. And as far as women and men, there's equal opportunity. Of course, one does have to be careful. Because, as Prabhupada said one time, for the men, the women are women, and for the women, the men are women. Doesn't mean someone's sex changing. Nowadays, people would misunderstand that statement. It would mean that, you know, their attractive feature in the material world that deviates one from, if one becomes attached materially, but if one is attached spiritually. Let's say if a man is attached and his wife is a great devotee, that attachment can take him back to Godhead. And if the man is a great devotee, that attachment can take the woman back to Godhead. So the whole idea is the self-same attachment. Lord Kapiladev talks about this. The self-same attachment that one has for this material world that entangles one can actually free one from the material world if one is attached to a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the whole point is to become a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, by being attached to other devotees, like we're attached to the Prabhupada, or attached to any great devotees, then we can become Krishna conscious. So, anyway, so here, Aditi is actually doing deity worship and doing devotional service and following all the austerities, and she will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this particular case, the mercy is she gets a nice son, and the son happens to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamadeva. So any questions or comments about any of these points? Oh, too late. Trying to go quick because we didn't have much time. All right, on that happy note, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. I want to thank everybody. What?
We have a sraddha ceremony here at 11 o'clock today.
11.
If you want to come to give a speech.
No, not necessary. Well, I don't need me. Jai Shri Shri Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda Ki Jai.
Shami, 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 Thank you.
His divine grace, Abhayacharanadavatvananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada.